Hello there, and welcome to the very first episode of Jedi Academy. It's a brand new segment here at Path of the Jedi. I'm super, super excited to be here. By the way, if you're brand new, my name is Ronnie Cruz. I'm your host here at Path of the Jedi. As of this recording, our show is a little bit over a year old. It's about a year and a month. And it is definitely a Star Wars podcast. What we do here at Path of the Jedi is we take, you know, material from the movies, from the TV shows, even the books and the comics of Star Wars. And, you know, we analyze, we examine these things for themes and principles that can serve as self-development, personal development lessons for our day-to-day lives here on Earth. With Jedi Academy, I actually want to focus more heavily on the personal development. So I'm going to take themes that I think are pertinent that would help you guys on your growth journeys, and then communicate them in a way, and, you know, of course, tie them back into Star Wars. But it's going to be definitely more focused and honed in on self-development, because while we are a Star Wars podcast, we are also a self-development podcast. So in this episode, I actually want to expand on a topic that we discussed back in episode 52 of regular season Path of the Jedi. So if you want to go back and reference that, you can. You go back and listen to it, and then you can come back here to today's episode. In that episode, we talked about information and how if you're not aware and mindful and purposeful and intentional with the information that you're consuming, it could have a pretty significant impact on the outcomes that you get in your life, right? And so that's what we're going to kind of explain today. And the framework is going to be how we consume information, the information ecosystem, because there's definitely an ecosystem of information that creates this crazy feedback loop. And then what you can do, right? What we can do to again, take control of that, to be more intentional, to be more purposeful, so that then we can create the outcomes that we want in our lives, right? So let's just start off with how we consume information. We start off with interpersonal, person to person or group to group. We can exchange information that way, direct communication. Then we have print media, whether it's books, you have your magazines, newspapers, things like that, that you read. From there, you move onto audiovisual. You have telephone, you have radio, you have television, you have movies, things like that. And then you throw the internet into the mix, and all of those modalities of how we consume information are accelerated exponentially and multiplied, right? Like it's dramatically, dramatically amplified. In today's day and age, we have unprecedented access to information like we've never had it before in human history. We pretty much have instantaneous access to any and all information that we want and are looking for. And in fact, with social media in the last, 10, 15 years, we have access to information that we may not even be looking for, right? We're consuming information that the algorithm is feeding us, right? So we live in this day and age where we have unprecedented access. And I firmly, firmly believe that, in the last 10 to 20 years, with this unlimited access to information, it's created a thirst and hunger for more. In fact, I would even call it an addiction to information. And if you don't believe me, just look at the ever increasing internet speeds, right? Like we're at cellular towers that are giving 5G speeds. That's crazy sauce. In fact, the speeds of the internet can't even keep up, right? Because we have such an insatiable thirst and hunger for more information to continue to consume it. So this is one piece of the information ecosystem, the addicted consumer. And if you have an addicted consumer, you obviously then have to have a supplier, right? So the next piece of the ecosystem, the information ecosystem, is the content producers, right? The people or entities that are publishing information on the internet. From a supplier standpoint, looking at this information ecosystem and seeing these billions and billions of addicted consumers, you're going to want to get as big a piece of that pie as possible, right? So what's happening in this ecosystem is there's this battle for your attention, whether it's the latest viral influencer on social media, or it's a new business and company that's promoting their goods and selling their products, or even, political entities that are trying to get a message out. All these suppliers of information, suppliers of content, are going to do whatever they feel they need to do in order to get your attention, in order to get your eyes to their piece of content, to their piece of information. Unfortunately, the third piece of this information ecosystem, the internet, right, the vehicle where all of this information is exchanged, it's amoral. Right? It doesn't regulate, it doesn't monitor the veracity of all this information that's being exchanged. So you have this kind of powder keg of an ecosystem, an information ecosystem, where you have addicted consumers and suppliers that are willing to do whatever it takes to capture their attention. Now, I'm not saying that all content creators, all suppliers of information are like this, or even a majority of them are like this, but there are some suppliers of information, content creators, that are willing to publish falsehoods just to win this war, just to win this battle for your attention. And again, the internet is completely neutral in all of this. Its only design is to connect the consumer to the supplier, regardless of the veracity of that information that's being exchanged. So that's the ecosystem, right? That's what we're plugging into every time we open our phones and check the internet. This is important to know and understand because our minds, our brains, are actually supercomputers themselves that are always constantly processing the information that we consume. What can happen then is the information you're consuming in the form of themes, in the form of ideas, in the form of belief systems, if repeatedly consumed, especially in the feedback loop, it can and will eventually become hardwired into your supercomputing mind and become your operating systems, i.e., your belief systems. It's these belief systems and operating systems that largely determine the outcomes that you have in your life. And so if we're looking at the internet as this vast source of information that's completely disorganized the internet doesn't discern whether any of it is true or not, it's a land of chaos, and we're accessing all this chaos. And if we're not purposefully and intentionally weeding out and controlling the information we consume, then we're handing that control to the algorithms, we're giving that control to the individuals or entities that are publishing the information we're consuming. We put ourselves in very, very vulnerable positions if we are not, again, intentional and purposeful of what we're consuming. And we can't be intentional and purposeful if we're not aware of this entire process that's happening. If you are not intentional and purposeful with the information that you are uploading into your supercomputing mind, then at best you will have random outcomes in your life. At worst, the outcomes in your life will be completely, completely chaotic. If you are not intentional and purposeful with the information that you're consuming, you are giving away your control to external factors. External factors being the algorithms, being the individuals or entities that are publishing this information. You are allowing them to dictate what you are focusing on. And as Qui-Gon said, your focus determines your reality. We talked about this in one of the first episodes on this show, back in like episode 2 or 3. Your focus determines your reality. So what can we do? Well, first of all, limit your input. Right? You've heard of people going on social media detox and things like that. And it's actually a good thing to do because that's incredibly healthy. I have a brother-in-law whose Facebook, for some reason, some silly reason, his Facebook account got suspended. And, you know, like he wasn't able to access or get on Facebook, check the feeds or post anything for like over a month. And I was like, man, that's crazy. And he said, you know what? Actually, Ronnie, it's not a big deal. It felt pretty good to not be completely plugged in all the time. So unplug from these things. Again, it's fine. I love these vehicles. I'm on social media, but I don't necessarily cruise them and I don't necessarily spend a lot of time on them because again, if you're not aware, if you're not mindful, it can pull you in. And before you know it, number one, you've lost like half an hour of your day. And number two, again, it's uploading OS and information and data into your supercomputing mind that you may not necessarily want to be in there. So limit your input. Share what you need to share, post what you need to post, communicate with who you need to communicate with, and then close the app. And don't look at it again. Don't get sucked into the feeds, especially don't get sucked into the comment threads, man. That's like a vortex beyond vortexes. That's a black hole that you can really get sucked into. So limit your input. The next thing that you can do is be selective with the company that you keep. There's a saying in entrepreneurism and you know, personal development that you are the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with. So that really goes true. And when you think about it in the sense of what our conversation has been today, if you're surrounding yourself with with people who are unaware of the dynamic that's going on with the information ecosystem and how it's programming our supercomputing minds, then you're going to be hanging out with a bunch of people who have random results and random thoughts and random ideas that aren't, you know, necessarily the ideas, the thoughts, the results that you want to achieve, the outcomes that you want for yourself. So if that's the case, I'm not saying cut out your friends, cut out your family, but just be mindful of the conversations that you're having with these individuals and really limit what you're allowing into your headspace. And then, of course, once you do that, then seek out individuals whose results, whose thoughts, whose ideas, whose principles align with where you want to go or what you want to do, who you want to be, and spend more time with those individuals. Again, you become the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with, and you're going to start sharing their ideas. They're going to start to influence you, and vice versa, in a very positive way. Because if you're surrounding yourself with people who are intentional and purposeful with what they upload into their OS, then you're going to become the just like that, right? You're going to be more intentional and purposeful with your OS, and therefore with the outcomes that you have in your life. And the last thing we can do is then be purposeful with the information that we're uploading, with the information that we're consuming, right? Without awareness, we can't be intentional. And without intentionality, we can't have intentional outcomes in our lives. So now you have the awareness. Now it's time to be purposeful with what information you're looking for. And so if there's something that you want to achieve, an outcome that you want to happen in your life, go seek it out. Again, that can come in the form of audios or books or, you know, videos or courses or even this show. I mean, especially this show, right? That's what my hope and my goal, one of the hopes and goals for this show is to give you, a source of information that can help you level up your OS system and keep it updated and pertinent to what you want to achieve in your life. Obviously seeking out coaches and mentors as well. So again, it's being purposeful with the information that you consume so that you can be purposeful with the outcomes that you create in your life. And that's really it. All it takes are these three steps to take back control of the information you're consuming and therefore the programming that's going into your supercomputing minds and therefore the outcomes that you're getting in your life. Limit your input, be selective with the company that you keep, and purposefully choose the information that you're uploading. And now that you're aware of this, you're aware of this entire process, you're aware of the information ecosystem, you can start taking control back of your focus. And remember, your focus determines your reality. All right, well, that is going to do it for today's episode, the very first Jedi Academy episode. Thank you all for tuning in, and let me know what you think. Of course, I want to hear your feedback or your thoughts, or if you have any questions. So you can always reach out to us on the social feeds. I know I just talked about the social feeds, but you can. It's a way of communicating, right? It's just a vehicle. So reach out to us on the social feeds. It's POTJ Podcast on both Facebook and Twitter. And of course, you can email, send an email with the title of this particular episode and the subject heading to info@pathofthejedi.com. Of course, if you like this episode, if you like the show in general, go ahead and follow, subscribe, whatever happens to be on the particular app that you're looking for. And actually do me this favor. If you would hit the download, right? Automatically download new episodes. That actually helps the metrics out from our end. The particular platform host that we use doesn't count streaming, right? So we count the uploads. And the more uploads, obviously, the higher in the search engines and the algorithms, and we become more discoverable. So please, if you guys could do us a favor, if you like the show, go ahead and follow and go ahead and hit automatically upload new episodes. That would really help us out. And of course, leave a 5-star rating and review if you feel so inclined. Now, as to the future of Jedi Academy, of course, there's more to come. There's more to come, so stay tuned. You know, this is just the first episode in what I envision and plan on becoming an ongoing segment here at Path of the Jedi. My long-term vision is for this to eventually be a weekly segment, so we'll have the Jedi Academy on Mondays, and then regular season Path of the Jedi is on Wednesday. So you'll have two shows that you can listen to every week. Now, it's not going to happen right away. My workload currently, as of this recording, is pretty heavy, but I'm going to work my way to that, right? The other thing also is that this show will eventually, as we go along and as I get into the groove of Jedi Academy and I start feeling its cadence, we'll start adding in its own music and its own bells and whistles. The bells and whistles and the frills that you're used to with regular season Path of the Jedi, we will eventually have here at Jedi Academy. So as far as Jedi Academy, this is just the beginning, so stay tuned for more. And then, of course, this Wednesday, we have regular season Path of the Jedi. We've got a brand new episode. We're going to be talking about Andor Episode 7, so you're not going to want to miss that. Andor has been an incredible ride so far, and I'm sure, from what I've heard from my contemporaries, my friends in the Star Wars podcasting world, they've all absolutely loved Andor, so I'm excited to dive into Episode 7 and then share it with you in a regular season of Path of the Jedi. So until this Wednesday, please, everybody out there, be well, be safe, and may the Force be with you. This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company nor Lucasfilm Limited, and is intended for entertainment, educational, and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is intellectual property of Path of the Jedi, unless otherwise indicated.